Hi, this is Kate from BBC 3 O'Clock. I've come down to Kew Gardens to meet Tony Kirkham, who is the head of the Arboretum here at Kew. Now, I'm just looking around and there are an awful lot of trees. How many trees do you actually have here?
We have, at last count, about 14,000, but that varies from year to year because we're constantly planting and of course, trees are living things and they die. So we take trees out, and that's really the life cycle of an arboretum. This year we planted about 250, which was to represent one for each year of our 250th anniversary. And we were lucky because the Queen planted the 250th.
Wow, that's pretty smart going. What's the average age of a tree here?
The oldest tree is about 300 years old. So we have some true veterans, and then the trees that we know the exact planting date, a little bit younger, are around 250 years.
Wow! So lots of different trees. I'm guessing lots of different species. Are they all UK natives, or a bit of variety you've got going on?
No, we're a botanic garden, and my job is to represent the temperate tree flora. So the temperate tree flora are trees that will grow outside at Kew without protection in the winter. So from the temperate forests of the world. And I'm really representing as many different species as possible. So it's a truly exotic collection, probably one of the most diverse collections in the world. Although we do have British natives represented here, we tend to be very diverse in the species that we do represent.
Now, with BBC 3 O'Clock, we're trying to get everybody to plant a tree, do one thing for nature, and of course we're wanting them to plant a UK native tree. Can you tell us a little bit about the most popular or the most common native trees to the UK?
Yeah, well, I think that's a really good thing, and you know, it's close to my heart to plant as many trees as possible around the UK. You know, that's good for biodiversity. It's good for us as people. It's got so many benefits. I think one of the most important things that anyone planting a tree has to bear in mind is the size of tree that you're planting, and it's important to choose a species that will fit the site. And you need to find out how big a tree makes when it's fully grown. And often we try and fit a tree into a space that is, we're basing it on the size we get it from the nursery. We've got to think ahead 50 to 100 years and choose a tree that will suit. I think the important thing is also to decide what you want from a tree, what attributes you want, whether you want attractive leaves, autumn colour in leaves, whether you want good flowers, good fruit, nice bark, or a multitude of those attributes which you can get from individual trees, and then choose a tree that meets that criteria.
Okay, so you're quite the expert. If I want to plant a tree in my garden, you know, smallish city garden, what would probably suit that best?
Well, I thought you'd have a big garden actually, so I was going to go for an oak or a beech.
I wish.
I think you need to be looking at things like the plants from the family Rosaceae, so the British native fruit trees, so the rowans, which are very nice, the white beams or the rowans. Good flower, good autumn colour, something all year. And you know, one of the best trees for biodiversity. Really brings the birds in at this time of the year. The birches will fit a small garden. I think I'll be looking at one of those.
What about cherries? Because I quite like eating those.
Yeah, there's only a couple of British native cherries. One of them does get quite large. No, I think if you can restrict it in the garden, you can get one to fit the size you've got. But then you might have to go towards a cultivar, more, you know, going away from your true purest British native and go for one of the cultivars, which will give you really good flower.
So species, place and space. What about the aftercare? Once you've planted a tree, I mean, how do you keep it under control? I'm thinking when I was younger, my mother bought a eucalyptus tree and brought it home in a mini metro tiny little car, and a few years later we had to get rid of it because it was twice the size of our house. So obviously we didn't treat it properly. What should people do?
Well, I think number one, you know, as I said earlier, find a tree that is going to meet the criteria and the size of the garden that you have. And of course a eucalyptus is it's a poodle really turning into a Rottweiler in terms of dogs, so You know, you've got to have a big garden, an estate, really, if you're going to grow eucalyptus. But I think the key thing is to remember that, you know, a tree is for life, and you need to give it the care and attention once it's planted. And in its first few years, it will need watering, it will need weeding and some formative pruning, maybe some support on a day like this, really, really windy for coming up to National Tree Week, and you know, probably not one of the best days to be planting trees. So you've got to remember that you know, there is an element of cost and resource in the aftercare, and you mustn't forget that. Otherwise, you'll put the tree under stress and you'll lose it. So it is an investment you've got to look after.
That's some good advice there. If you want to find out more about Tree O'Clock, you can visit our website, www.bbc.co.uk/Tree O'Clock, or follow us on Twitter, and we are at BBC Tree O'Clock.